My name is Carmen. I am 17 years old. Today is November 12th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Suzanne Cordova, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Denver, Colorado. Okay, so can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
And just one person, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I always think first about my grandmother, who had a really big influence on me. Her name is also Carmen. She was born in northern New Mexico, and she never had a formal job. She was a housewife. And some of the lessons that I feel like I learned from her, she was divorced in the 1940s, which was kind of unheard of back then. She was Catholic from a large family and ended up divorced in 1947 when my mother was 2 years old and moved to Denver on her own to try to figure out how to make a life for herself. And so I learned from her to not be afraid, to do what you think is right, to work hard. She was a really hard worker, even though she never had a formal job. And to get involved to make your family and your community better. So those are some of the things I learned from her.
Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
I guess there are probably three things.
If you say my birth.
I was just going to say there are probably three things that probably are the happiest things that have happened to me.
Can I guess which they are?
Sure.
Is it going to be my birth, my brother's birth, and your wedding day?
That's exactly right.
That's so cheesy.
Those are the three happiest days, and it may sound cheesy, but you know what, it turns out? Like, the most important things in your life are family, and
I guess.
I've had a very happy marriage. I've been married to your dad for over 24 years, and we were just talking about how hardly any of our friends are still married, and how happy that makes us that we are. And then, it's true what I said today at your birthday dinner, like, you're a blessing in my life, and that makes me really happy. I'm really proud to watch you grow up.
Okay. So, off of that, what are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
Like, besides talking about my family, like, if I were going to talk about something else?
Like, with whatever.
Well, I'm definitely really proud of my family and my kids. When I think about my career, I'm really proud of where I've gotten to in my career. You know, neither of my parents went to college, which you know, and most of the kids that I grew up with just aren't in jobs like my job. And come here, Toto. I work really hard, and I'm really proud of what I've been able to achieve, and so was really proud to lead the Denver Public Schools for the 6 months that I did.
And why?
You know, I think it's really important that people who can make decisions understand what it's like to be on the receiving end of those decisions. And, you know, I grew up, you know, fairly pretty working class. We were never, you know, my life wasn't hard like some people's lives. Like, we never couldn't pay the rent, or we never, you know, were without food. My parents always worked. So it wasn't like my life was so hard, but they were, I mean, it was humble. We were definitely lower working class. Like, the choices that people make really make a difference for kids, like the kind of kid I was growing up. Like, if you don't do a good job with schools, you limit people's life choices. And so I'm really proud of the fact that I've worked hard to make sure that people's experience, kids' experiences in schools are culturally responsive. I'm really proud of how much emphasis we've put on helping kids maintain their native language when they're Spanish speakers and valuing different cultures. And believing that kids deserve high quality choices and that there's not just one way to learn.
And did you think that your time, like while you were leading, you changed a lot of things that wouldn't have been changed if you weren't leading?
So I think it's really, it's probably more than just those 6 months. I mean, I think when I think about the places where I've had the most influence, definitely, you know, the work that we've done around English learners, I feel like I had a major influence on that. And our school district is one of the leaders in the nation. And it's not just me. I mean, it was a big team doing that work, but I think I really contributed to that focus and made a big difference.
So this is kind of like off topic, but do you believe in like the American dream, and do you think it's like still alive for people today, or do you think like the system kind of like stops that from happening?
Sure. I think the American dream can be available to people, but I think the idea that all that it takes is for an individual to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is not fair. And there are lots of people. I think about like my parents. You know, my dad, you couldn't find somebody who worked harder than my dad. And he just didn't have opportunities. Mm. And I think I've been really successful in my life. You know, I work hard. I work hard like my parents worked hard. But I had many more lucky breaks than my parents had. And so I think it's a combination of both. Like, you need to be willing to work hard. But you also need...
like the extra thing?
Like opportunities. And for too many kids, opportunities are chance and luck and not part of the system.
Do you think DPS does like a better job of like building that in then?
I think we do a better job than we did before, but I think we have a long way to go. I think that there are lots of kids who were just as smart as other kids and just don't have enough opportunity and access.
Okay, so this is again off topic, but how would you like to be remembered?
I mean, I guess when I think about being remembered, that's such a heavy question. You know, I would want to be remembered as somebody who really cared about other people, who took the extra time and steps to help others. I'd want to be remembered as a, you know, as a
good person.
Good person, a good mother, a good friend, a good daughter. I'd want to be remembered as somebody who really cared about other people.
Okay. And then, I guess this is like kind of depressing, but if this were to be our last conversation, what would you want to say to me? Mm-hmm. Or is there anything you would want to say to me?
Yeah. Well, I think it's especially perfect that this is your birthday to say this. I would just say, like, I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited about what you have in your future.
Don't cry.
I can't help it. I know that you are going to be so successful at whatever it is that you choose. And, like, I can't wait. I'm glad this isn't really our last conversation. If it were our last conversation, I would say, I'm so sad I won't be able to see all of that happen, but I am going to be able to see all that happen, and I can't wait to see all that you do with your life.
Okay. Okay, also in the theme of death.
Yes.
For your great, great, great grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them, and what would you want them to know if you have grandchildren?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the story ends here, right? This is the last generation, no doubt. If I had great, great grandchildren or nieces and nephews or whatever, I won't even have great grandnieces, or maybe from Allie. I might have some from Allie. Wisdom. I mean, I guess I would say, like, what you put into things is what you get out of them. And so, work hard at the things that make you happy, because life is too short to spend time doing things that don't make you happy.
It's going to be the longest thing we experience, though.
But, like, then do what you want to do with it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like... spend time, you know, making your mark by doing the things that fulfill you.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's see. I think those are all the questions.